It has really been a glorious week for the Catholic Church in America. Probably for the first time in years, we haven't been being bashed for something, but that for some reason or other, the people of the world, the people of our country, are looking to our Holy Father, Francis, as really a moral compass. And that maybe by his words and his life, his example, he is able to put us on the right path, not only as a nation, but as a people worldwide. And simply, when we talk about it, when we talk about what he says, when you look at what he said, what he addressed to Congress, what he addressed to the United Nations, listen to basically what he says. How many times in his talk to the U.S. Congress did he talk about the common good? I read through that speech, and I don't know how many times he kept referring to the common good, which is the good of all people. And we tend sometimes to, if we have power, we like to maintain power. If you have riches, we like to maintain riches. You know, if we have prestige, we like to maintain that prestige. And we really don't want anybody else messing with it. And sometimes our Congress acts that way, we know that. Sometimes rich people act that way. Sometimes powerful people act that way. Sometimes ordinary people act that way. It's kind of like we forget anybody else in the world. Nobody else really counts but me. And unfortunately, we've pretty much wrapped ourselves up in that culture as a nation. But it extends even beyond that. It extends to people's all over the place. And it's a terrible disease. You know, it's so contrary to the Christian message, because the Christian message basically says that I love my God above all things, my neighbor as myself, which means I look out for the good of my neighbor, that I'm willing to sacrifice something of me for the good of my neighbor. Something of what I have, something of what I've earned, something of who I am, that I'm willing to sacrifice that for the good of somebody else. That it can't be always looking just at, well, what's going to be good for me, for my neighborhood? What's going to be good for my house, for my family? What's going to be good for me? But we've got to think in a much broader terms, and Pope Francis mentioned this time after time after time, we need to be concerned about the common good. If we, as a people, as Catholic Christian people in this world, would follow that example, we could make a huge difference. You know, it used to be that people were willing to do that. Remember the days when, a century or so ago, when they were building the New St. Patrick's Cathedral, for example, and how the poor immigrant people were asked to give a dollar. If they could give a dollar toward the construction of that massive cathedral. And the amazing thing was, as poor as they were, look at that structure. It's massive, it's beautiful. But they were willing to give. They could think beyond themselves. They could think beyond their own reputation, their prestige, and all of that stuff. They could think in terms of what is really for the good of my church, what is good for this country. So Pope Francis comes back to that theme, is for the common good, for the common good. You know, people complain about his document on the environment. Most of them haven't read it, but people talk about this. You know, that what does he know about climate? What does he know about global warming? What does he know about any of that stuff? Maybe not a whole lot, but maybe he does know a lot. But the one thing he does know is this simple thing that is what he calls our common home. It's our common provider. When God made the world, he made man and woman, and he handed this whole world over and said, It's yours. Develop it. Use it. Grow with it. Love it. Enjoy it. Recognize its beauty. He didn't say abuse it. And that's pretty much what we do. But we think, well, you know, what difference does it make, you know? If I pick up a bottle, or if I pick up trash off of something off a street or in somebody's bush or whatever, wherever it may be, or on the beach, or you know, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but apparently in this world today, it has become a big deal. Because we use the world like you would a used car, or like we would use a rental car sometimes, that when we bring it back, it's a wreck. Totally messed up, dirty, filthy inside. We have no right to do that. It's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. Just like the world doesn't belong to us. We may think we own a piece of it, but it's not ours. God entrusted that to our care. He said, use it for the good of all people. We don't know how much longer this world has to last. You know, we don't know when the second coming is going to be. So it may be tomorrow. It may be 100 years from now. It may be 20,000 years from now. It may be 500,000 years from now. But it really doesn't make any difference. The world is not ours to use up. It's ours to care for and to share the abundance of this world for the good of all people who live in this world. So he doesn't have to know whether climate is warming or to what degree or what's causing it. He's concerned about us as God's people, recognizing that we are stewards of this earth. It does not belong to us to destroy, to use up, to mess up so that it's not fit to live in. He said it's ours to use, and then we pass it on. And that has been going on for how many million years? Nobody really knows. And how many more years it will have to? We don't know that either. But the important message he's trying to tell us is, for the common good of all people, we need to care for our common home. Now, what is there to complain about that? What is there to say, you know, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about? Read the letter. You get the idea. And then he talks about the dignity, that the world belongs to all people. It doesn't belong to you or me or all of us together. It belongs to God. But all people have a right to share in the riches of this earth. So he talks about the dignity of all people. He has a very tender heart for immigrants, saying especially for people who are pushed out of their countries because of poverty, because of war, because of persecution, because people don't want them. So they wander. Where are they supposed to go? What are they supposed to do? They live in this planet also. They have a right to the riches of this planet. They have a right to share in it. And all people need to work to make sure that they are cared for. Every one of them, as Pope Francis says, every one of them, and we all know this, every one of them bears the image and likeness of God, just like you and just like me. Every one of them bears the image and likeness of God. How can God reveal himself through them if they have to worry and struggle simply to survive, simply find something to eat, simply to find a place to stay, simply to find somebody who say, welcome? How can we do that? So again, we talk about the common good. The common good is for all people. It doesn't make any difference what color they are, where they come from, what language they speak, whether they're educated or uneducated, whether they have money or don't have money, whether they have anything. It doesn't make any difference. They are still made in the image and likeness of God, just like you and me. So how can the image and likeness of God say to somebody else, get out of my way, I don't want anything to do with you? How does it happen? God is not divided. Pope Francis also talks about the dignity of women and how in our societies today, we kind of destroy a lot of that dignity and the honor that's supposed to go with womanhood. That they really are the birthplace of new life. Family is based, you don't have a family much without a wife, without a woman in the household. She is the one who brings the new life. Of course, I know there's all kinds of family situations today. I'm not condemning anybody, but I'm just pointing out the dignity that belongs to that and how important it is that marriage as an institution where this family life can develop and be solid and stable and provide a loving foundation for the kids who are coming up. What's going to happen to us if we continue on the decline where nobody seems to care? Where families split so easily, it seems. I know there's problems. I know there's difficulties. And again, I'm not condemning or judging. But maybe we need to look this whole thing again and say, where am I in all of this? What am I doing to sustain Christian family life? To provide that loving home, that center, where children can grow based on love. Where a society then forms around a solid family. And if there is not a solid family, stability in family life in a society, that society just gradually falls apart. We can hold it together. So again, he talks about the common good. Recognizing the dignity of women. Recognizing the dignity of marriage, of Christian marriage. Once again, we need that to sustain the common good. What are we willing to sacrifice for that? It means that sometimes we have to say no. Sometimes we have to compromise. Sometimes we have to say, bite your tongue. Sometimes you have to say, okay, I'll cancel this, or I'll cancel that. Right? I'd rather do this with you. It means it always comes down to me. And if I'm not willing to sacrifice something of who I am for that common good, where are we going to go? You can see, say, drive in any street or around this area of Central Florida. If it seems like the South is the only person that has a right to be on that road. And if I don't get my way, I get angry, I blow horns, do stupid, reckless things. Where is the common good? Where is the common concern? Where is love for my brother? We have to think about those things. Those things make a difference. See, in school, you know, if you don't have to knock somebody out to solve a problem, may get their attention, but it doesn't necessarily solve the problem. There's other ways, and Pope Francis tells us there are other ways. He talks about there shouldn't be war. We should be at the stage of in this world where we can talk to one another and resolve issues that way. Except that it doesn't happen because it's all about me and what I want and how I'm going to have things done. So I think it's very important for us to not only rejoice in the fact that we've got the world's attention this week. What Francis has done in a couple short years is absolutely beyond phenomenal. It is miraculous. I truly think the Spirit of God is working in him. He doesn't seem to be forceful. He doesn't condemn anybody. He doesn't put anything, you know, he doesn't do any of that kind of negative stuff. But he shows us by his own life, his own simplicity of life, what the Christian life can be about. He doesn't say you have to get rid of everything you own. He's not saying that at all. He said, be willing to share what you have. He doesn't say that you can't have a car. He said, but maybe you don't have to have the most luxurious car. It's funny to see a dignitary like him ride around in a Fiat. But there's a message there. And I think people catch on. This guy really lives a basic, human, simple life. But he does it out of love for God and love for the people. I think it's the president of the UN who referred to him as today's world moral compass. Calling us back to simple facts, simple things that we really need to think of. It's the diplomat's problem, the politician's problem, and in our problem as well, to work out all of the details. But to simply point out these facts, we need to think that the world, now understand that the world is not ours. It's a place God gave us to use and live. Life is not ours. It's a gift that God gives to us to develop and use for our good and for his glory. And all of these things, he's reminding us. We've got to be aware of these things if our world is ever going to become a livable, peaceable place. So I think today we need to all, in our hearts and in our minds, simply thank God for the gift of the Spirit that he's bestowed on this man, who is now our Holy Father. And may God continue to bless him in the ministry that he is accomplishing in our world today, and that people will do as he asks, pray for him.